We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's the weekend. It's all about sports, and it's all on Sal's mind. It's Sports Talk Saturday with Sal Capaccio on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Glad to be with you on an absolutely gorgeous Saturday in Western New York. We have not had enough of these. We finally have one. We had a gorgeous Friday yesterday, a beautiful Saturday, another beautiful Sunday coming up tomorrow. It should be an amazing weekend overall. Finally time to basically get outside and enjoy this weather and not have to worry about the rain, not have to worry about having games canceled because it's just too wet to play out there if you're involved in all your kids' sports and stuff like that. Beach weather here today, and also weather for you to take a nice ride. How about that? Take a nice ride no matter where you are. Maybe it's not even as long of a ride for some of you, but I am on location today. All right, I'm on location from now until 2 p.m. today down here at the grand opening of CarQuest Seneca Auto Parts. And that is on the, it's right near Big Indian, right next to Big Indian in Irving, New York. We got a lot going on out here today. They are going to be out here all day. I'll be here 11 to 2. And you get, check this out. When you come down here, all right, you purchase something $15 or more, you're going to get a gift. And I have a whole list of gifts right here that I'm going to run through in a second because these are amazing right here. And I'm going to talk to you about that in a second. But John Wilkins is the manager down here. Before we do anything and get into the whole Jeff Skinner news and everything else going on in the world of sports, wanted to bring John over here to talk a little bit about what he has going on today. So thank you very much for having us out here today. I appreciate that. And why don't you tell all the listeners what's going on down here at CarQuest Seneca Auto Parts.
Sal, thanks a lot for being here, dude. This is awesome. We're really excited about it. What we're trying to do today is just thank everybody for coming in all the time, good customers. We just want to show some appreciation. Stop in. We got hot dogs. We got French fries. We got soda. And we've got a ton of giveaways. Our vendors have been super awesome this year about providing stuff for us. We're excited to have everybody come down.
So it's going to be amazing. These are some incredible gifts you have. All right, with a minimum purchase of $15, you can walk away with, get this, an Echo chainsaw, wiper blades, a flip-it light switch, large multi-function utility knife, mini utility knife, an LED bright light bar that's used for your four-wheeler, a battery charger, they got several of those, direction eye light, grease remover by Schaefer's, and Big Indian gift cards. So come on down. You just said you got food. I can't wait to dig in a little bit later. I'll be on the air. But, you know, we got food here. We got refreshments here. We got the gas sitting right over here. Everything you need is down here at CarQuest Seneca Auto Parts. So tell everybody how they can get down here, John.
Yeah, come right on in, guys. The parking lot's huge. We got tons of space. They've been working on it. They just repaved everything. It looks beautiful. Stop on in and see us. We're just off Mile Strip Road. We're really excited. We want to see you. Come in, shake our hands, say hi, have a hot dog.
And, of course, because of the prices here, going somewhere else, the prices, you can't beat it right
exactly.
Here.
Exactly. Yes, right, we're definitely the best game in town.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, John. And if you need anything while we're out here, feel free to let the listeners know what's going on. But in the meantime, thanks. I'll
Sal,
let you get to work.
A lot, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much. That is John Wilkins, and he is the manager down here at Seneca Auto Parts CarQuest, right next to Big Indian in Irving. It was a nice, great drive for me down here from the city. And it took me about, I'd say, 40 minutes from the city to get down here. It wasn't too bad of a drive at all. You might be a little bit point south where you can get here, but this is going to be a really fun day and a nice day. It's going to be a great day because we're going to talk Jeff Skinner today. All right, we have to start with that. Obviously, there's a lot of other things going on in the world of sports that I'll get to. But Jeff Skinner, first and foremost, when did the news break last night? I guess it had to be about, I don't know, Derek, what was it, about 10 o'clock maybe last night? We finally got word of the official announcement from the Sabres, maybe that Jeff Skinner was back in the fold, right? Something like that. It was right around that time. And, you know, that's been kind of the debate going on all along is, you know, how much he's worth. And I think it was trending towards the $9 million annual average that he did wind up getting, and the Sabres put that out there, $9 million on annual average for Jeff Skinner, a 40-goal scorer, a very, very good player, and a guy I think that a lot of people still, some people, are not really totally okay with giving him $9 million. But that's the price to pay right now if you want to retain somebody. I mean, what's the alternative? Jeff Skinner going to free agency and signing with someone else and then you're looking for, oh yeah, the next Jeff Skinner? I mean, that's just the way it has to work. So the bottom line for me is, look, I think the Sabres overpaid a little bit, and I've been saying this all along. You give them $9 million, yeah, it's probably more than I want to pay. I guarantee you, I can't guarantee you, I'm pretty sure Jason Botterill's thinking, yeah, you know what? I had to pay more than I wanted. I didn't want to give him $9 million, but I also had to sign him, and I'm not going to quiver over, I don't know, 250 grand to 500 grand or something like that, whatever, in that area that it would probably be that he wanted to draw the line on and that Jeff Skinner wanted to make sure he got to that $9 million from his agent, Don Meehan. So to me, sure, you're giving him more than he's quote-unquote worth. You're probably overpaying for him, but you now have Jeff Skinner, and he's on your team. And, oh, by the way, you had $29 million in salary cap space before this deal for the Buffalo Sabres. Now you have $20 million still remaining for the Buffalo Sabres, and they could still go out and do other things. And on top of the fact, and this isn't something necessarily the fans need to worry about, I mean, it's something important for the fans, but, you know, Jason Botterill, the way that it went down with the Ryan O'Reilly trade, and how that is turning out to look really, really bad for him. He's made two trades. One's been great for him. One's been horrible for him, right? The Jeff Skinner trade has been great for him. He gave up Cliff Poo, and Cliff Poo wound up scoring. I mean, Jeff Skinner wound up scoring 40 goals in that trade. That was a great trade for Jason Botterill. The horrible trade was Ryan O'Reilly. So I think he's kind of even, maybe a wash, and you could say, well, the O'Reilly trade outweighs it. That's fine, and we still don't know what Tage Thompson becomes anyway. But to me, he's got a plus one and a minus one in that category. But everything, every time you turn on the TV and you watch the Stanley Cup Finals and you see Ryan O'Reilly scoring goals and getting assists and on his way to possibly winning the Conn Smythe Trophy, by the way, which is incredible, every time you see that, first and foremost, front of your mind, you think that was a Buffalo Sabre. That was a guy we traded away. And I think Jason Botterill has to have that in the back of his mind that he cannot have that trade and then not sign Jeff Skinner. You just can't do that. You can't back up letting Jeff Skinner walk with trading away Ryan O'Reilly for Tage Thompson and Patrick Berglund and Sobotka and the first-round pick, because so far that has not worked out for you. So you can't go from one to the other if you're Jason Botterill. You had to get this deal done. Had to. And to me, that meant you probably knew from the beginning you were going to overpay a little bit. What is overpay? Some people thought 8.5 was maybe too much. Some people think 9.5 would have been too much, and 9 is just fine. Look, I think 9 is a little more than I'd like to pay. I think 9 is a little bit too much than what he's probably worth on the open market if he had hit there. But the Sabres could offer him that eighth year. And that was key to this. It's very rare in the NHL that these types of free agents actually get to market. And if you know, I'm not telling you, hey, look at me, pat me on the back, I'm going to do that. It's going to sound like that here. But I have said all along on any show I've been on, I had not been worried about Skinner. I always thought Jeff Skinner would stay because, A, we all knew Jeff Skinner from all reports, liked Buffalo, wanted to stay in Buffalo. B, the Sabres wanted him here. But C, more importantly, they had the eighth year to give him that no one else could give. And as long as that's important to him, and I think it should be important to most players to get that extra year of security, especially that type of number, that I think it was always going to work out. And as long as you had the threat of July 1st looming, I think it's just the process. It's the process. It's a poker game. You just want to let it play out. Neither side, I think, wanted to get to... It's funny when I listen to a lot of people and say, well, they should do this and just play hardball. You have to have respect for both sides. If Don Meehan goes to Jason Botterill and says, yep, this is what I want for my client, he's going to fight for him. Jason Botterill is going to fight for what he wants. But you have respect for both sides. And at some point you say, look, we got to get this done soon because... It's not only incumbent upon us to have to know what we're doing in free agency, if you're Jason Botterill. He could go to Don Meehan and say, but, you know, Jeff Skinner, it's good for him. If we know he's in the fold, then at least we can get him help, and we can help, you know, sign other guys to come and play with this team. So anyway, that's been the debate today. I want to hear what you have to say about it. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. I will have Mike Kelly coming on a little bit later, and Mike had some thoughts last night. He is a hockey analyst for TSN and the NHL Network. He had some thoughts last night on the Skinner deal, so I reached out to him, and he's going to join me. But that's at 1 o'clock. Before that, I have Paul Hamilton coming on at noon. We'll talk about the deal for Jeff Skinner and the Buffalo Sabres working out an eight-year, $9 million per year average for Jeff Skinner. The way the cash breaks down, according to Cap Friendly, which was really interesting last night, they had this post on this and a couple of tweets. I'm going to try and pull it up now because I remember seeing it last night. Let me show you and give you an idea of what they said here. This is according to Cap Friendly last night. The Sabres will be paying in cash $10 million this year for Jeff Skinner, and basically in cash with a signing bonus and a base salary included over the next six years, $10 million every year for 6 years. So it's, yes, it's a cap hit of $9 million annual average. It's cash laid out, $9 million annual average. It's $72 million divided by 8 years. But the Sabres are actually paying $10 million in cash for the first 6 years of the deal, and then they'll pay $7 million in the seventh year and only $5 million cash in the eighth year. I'm not worried about his age. Look, again, he is, to me, he's not a top 20 player in the league, but he's getting paid like one now. But in 3 years, he'll be maybe a top 30 or 35 paid type player because of where these contracts are going. And if he's still scoring even near the clip he is, I can totally live with that. And this will help Jack Eichel as well going forward with them playing together, knowing he has Jeff Skinner to play with for the next 8 years together. They'll help each other. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. A lot of differences in opinion on the Jeff Skinner deal. And that's what I want to hear from you today. Whether you like it, you don't like it, you hate it, whatever you think about it, I'm interested to know from you here on WGR. Sal Capaccio live with you on Sports Talk Saturday. Let's hit the phone lines. First, we'll go to, I think I was supposed to do this. Let's see. Brian in Williamsville is up. Hi, Brian. You're on WGR. What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to say, I forgot to mention, not only was it the bargain that we got Jeff Skinner for today, but a lot of people should realize in Buffalo, we might have about, if we trade Ruustalainen, we could get Hoskins to go with top six, and we might have a good two or three good lines if we pull a couple plays off from Rochester and we make some trades, too. Yeah, we could be really competitive with the forwards. And we have enough defensemen down in Rochester.
Well, I think you're assuming a lot. I mean, we've brought up before, we even asked some Edmonton writers about Ristolainen for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. But, I mean, you're assuming that. You don't know who's going to be willing to trade you anything for anyone. So, you know, that would be a nice thing to do and a nice, I think, you know, addition. But who knows who's willing to trade who for whom? People make up lots of trades all the time in their own mind. And generally what I find is they're mostly one-sided to benefit them. And I'm not saying Ristolainen for RNH is. I think that would be, it kind of makes sense. But from people we've talked to in Edmonton, they've said they don't see that happening. So who knows? I do think Ristolainen is somebody, is a trade piece. He's maybe their biggest trade piece considering his age, his production so far, talent level, the way he's perceived around the league. And I'm not saying it's great, the production and talent level. He plays a lot of minutes, obviously. That's a big deal. And his salary, I think that all of that adds up to probably your biggest type of trade piece that you have in the organization. Because I don't see this team dealing Sam Reinhart, and that might be a pretty big trade piece, but I don't see that happening. You got to keep all your Sam Reinharts. You needed to add Jeff Skinner to add goal scoring. They do have to work on the blue line, though, going forward. And they do need to add more on offense. Let's go to Jerry in Kenmore. Hi, Jerry. You're up next on WGR.
Hey, good morning. You know what? I've never been a fan of having to have to do something. Like, you know, the day we lost Drury and Briere, we thought, oh, Vanek, we got to match that now from a PR standpoint. And you know what? When you had a chance to get four number ones from Edmonton for Vanek in that deal, looking back, it's probably a better deal not to sign him. But they were forced because of what happened with Drury and Briere. Anytime you're forced to do something, I don't like it at all. And you know, he's an undersized player, never played in a playoff game. Actually, he's probably a perfect fit for the Sabres. He's that type of player for us. But it handcuffs us on. I know Panarin's not coming here, but we could have offer cheated Marner. We could have, you know, I don't know. Anytime you're forced to.
But you don't get him. You don't have to, but you're not necessarily going to get him. You can offer sheet him. Doesn't mean it. I mean, you might have that plan, but that doesn't necessarily mean. It's not like you automatically offer sheet. That's why it's called an offer sheet. He could still stay in Toronto even if you do offer sheet him.
Yeah, but now we can't even do that. Well, he can't fit into our budget because.
Okay.
The guy that's 5 years younger than Skinner. He's a bigger player. He's a puck possession guy.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Jerry. Let me ask you this, and I'm not. I get where you're coming from. I just don't. I think all that stuff is different, though. Let's just focus on Skinner. Who cares about the other stuff? Why do you not want to keep a 40-goal scorer on your team when this team has been void of those types of players and have either traded them or let them leave or whatever? And they, if you let him go, you're searching for the next guy, and there's no guarantee you can get any of those guys you're talking about.
I agree with you, except for one thing. Everybody in their option year always has a great year. Is he going to have –
Okay, so you just don't think he'll reproduce. All right, well, I mean, he had 37 goals 2 years ago, and it wasn't his option year.
Right, but I'm saying it was his option year this year, and sure, he had a huge year on a team that just didn't win many hockey.
But just like he did 2 years ago when it wasn't his option year.
Well, he had 37, I agree, yeah. But – Again, I
yes, when it wasn't his option year. He had the exact same amount of points when he still had 2 years left on his deal.
And how many did he have last year? And I, you know, my point is that I don't like things that you're forced.
Your point is you just don't like Jeff Skinner. Wait, your point is you don't like Jeff Skinner, so you're trying to find any way possible to rationalize why this is a bad deal.
I don't mind Jeff Skinner, but he's not a $10 million to the cap next year player in this league.
He's not. That's right. That's why he's only $9 million to the cap.
No, but you just said the cash outlay is $10 million. Well, whatever. $9 million.
No, I did. I said that's the cash. It is not. The cash is different. The way it works, not, this is not football. It's for the next 8 years, every single year, he counts $9 million against the salary cap.
Okay. Well, the history of this league is how many of these ever work out to be a deal after 3 years? None of them do. They're always looking to ditch this contract after 3 years or 4 years or – I get it. It's a PR move because Riley deal, the season.
I think there's some PR involved, but I'll go back to what I said just a minute ago. I think there's some PR involved. I do. I agree with you. I'll go back to what I said. You obviously don't like the deal for whatever reason, so you're finding different ways to rationalize why it's bad every time I bring up the counterpoint. I don't know. Sorry, Jerry. I think I lost you. And look, yeah, I'm going to argue for that. I'm not arguing against the fact. If you think it's a bad deal, that's okay, but give me the facts of why. Because you just told me, don't tell me, oh, you're only good in an option year when he was just as good with just as many points 2 years ago. Don't tell me that it's $10 million against the cap. I never said that. It's $9 million. They're giving $10 million cash. That happens in almost all deals. It's less cash later, which, oh, by the way, you should like then, because you just said, as you get later, you regret the deals. Well, it's less cash, even though it's the same cap. You know, I'm okay with anybody saying I think they overpaid for Jeff Skinner. I think they overpaid for Jeff Skinner. I don't think it's a huge overpay, but I'm okay with it because I think that's the price of doing business now. That's what you do. I mean, what's overpay? Am I going to tell you, at 8.5 I liked him, at 9.5 I don't? Okay, fine, whatever. They have $29 million in space prior to this deal, by the way. Let's go to Ray and Clarence. Hi, Ray.
Hey, Sal. You know, I'm Botterill's in a tough position. I agree with signing him. I think it was a little bit overpaying. You know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. But I think in this case, you're more damned if you don't. Here's a question. Two things. A question is, would you rather have Evander Kane for $7 million if he wanted to come, or Skinner for $9 million? You know, I think back within recent history, like, you know, looking back, it's easy. And this is going to sound a little bit off, but I'll love the deal even more if somehow we can unload Okposo in the next 2 years. You know, because that $7 million is killing me, and I would have gladly loved to have given some Okposo's money to Skinner. And I know the cap will go up. Even if it goes up by $1 million, I can almost take that off Skinner's cap. So I kind of like play with numbers in my head. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you and everybody else would love that, right? That would be the best scenario for anybody, Ray. I mean, if they could do that, but I think that's going to be a pretty big challenge to do that. But you're right. I mean, that would be an optimal scenario. All right, Ray, thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call. So yesterday, I went golfing. And before I pick this back up, I teased this on Twitter. I said, I'm going to start the show by saying this, and we got into the Skinner thing. So sorry I'm 20 minutes late, but I got to tell you. So yesterday, I went to play golf, and I bought in January. So here's what happened. So I had an iPhone 7 or iPhone 8, whatever this small one is. I don't know. Now they're considered small, right? I had an iPhone 8, and I always take care of my phones, but I happened to drop it, and the screen literally shattered like a spider web when it hit my tile floor in my house. in the bathroom. So I said, well, I got to get a new phone. And my wife convinced me, just go big. Just get the best one you can, because that way you have it, right? So I go in, I literally get the iPhone XR. And I'm not the guy that likes to spend money on those kinds of things. It's like a mortgage payment to get these phones, which is ridiculous. But for what I do for a living, for video, for audio, for all that kind of stuff, I actually did make sense. I said, let's go do it. So I got an iPhone XR about in January. And I take care of it. I even bought the screen to place over it, that little plexiglass thing that, you know, if that breaks and you get the insurance and all that kind of stuff, they get you on all these things. So I did that. And it's been, you know, what, 6 months now? So yesterday I go to play golf, playing with Jeremy from our morning show, Josh Reed, Channel 4, John Scott, Spectrum News. We all go out. We're down at Burncliffe. And if you ever go to Burncliffe, it's like there's a lot of hilly type of holes. So we play the one that's like the monster hole. I'd never played there, number 5, and everybody talks about it. And it's a tough hole, and it's this big hill you go up. So we play that hole. I didn't shoot well on that hole. Didn't have a good day as it was. And we go to the next hole, and I'm like, now my phone has a GPS on it for golf. I use my phone to know where I'm hitting the ball. It has a GPS. So I go to get my phone for the next hole, and I'm like, where's my phone? I can't find my phone. I asked Jeremy. He's riding my cart with me. You have my phone? No. Can we find it? We look all over the cart. We couldn't find my phone. I asked Josh and John, you guys have my phone? Did you pick it up? No. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't find my phone. So I literally take the cart. I drive all the way back to the last tee box where there's a bunch of strangers, 4 guys. I'm like, hey guys, you pick up an iPhone somewhere? I seem to have lost it. Maybe it was on the tee box or something. Guys are like, no. He says, but if you have an iPhone, he says, I have a Find My iPhone app on mine. I'm like, yep, I know how to use it. I do it. I know where it is. You know how to locate it and all that. So on these iPhones, they have these apps. They're called Find My iPhone. You log into your with your email account, basically, and your phone's location comes up. That's how it works. If you don't know, you probably do. And I did it. And I'm like, okay, there's my phone. And I'm a good, probably it looks like 300-400 yards away from it. So I literally, I'm driving using this other stranger's iPhone to drive to my iPhone using the GPS Find My iPhone app. Okay, and then I'm hitting the sound. It goes beep, 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 like sonar. And I finally come up to it. It's laying on the cart path, and I must have run my golf cart over it. And it was absolutely destroyed. I mean, destroyed to the point where there were wavy lines, green and red, on the screen, and I could not do anything with it at all. Like, it was just smashed to smithereens on the front, and it was not showing anything on the screen. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Now, luckily, I do have the insurance. But here's the problem. So I call. It's not really a problem. It worked out well. Everybody took care of me, but I literally had to go and take my old iPhone that already has that cracked screen, and that's what I'm using today. And now I'm back to this little iPhone, even though it was kind of big back in the day, and this thing looks so tiny in my hand compared to this XR that I had, but it has this huge cracked screen I'm using. The good news is I went home, I filled out the insurance form, I went to the store where I got my phone, they told me how to do it, I filled out, and it's literally already at my house, the new phone. It got there as I was driving here today. But I'm so glad I did that, and I can't believe how much these phones are. But I am glad I got the insurance for it. It cost me, the deductible is like $200, which now I'm out of that money. But I actually wound up having to do that. But, good lesson. Those Find My iPhone apps or whatever GPS tracking you have for your iPhone or your phone, whatever phone you use, definitely need to use it. Definitely learn how to use it because it saved me yesterday. Or else I would have lost the phone, wouldn't have known where it was, would have been sitting there. I had to leave golf after 9 holes. Jeremy drove me back home. Those guys continued playing. I felt horrible. I was hitting the ball horrible after that. I had like 3 holes left. I said, let's finish 9. I couldn't even swing the club. I was thinking about my iPhone, how mad I was about this whole situation. But now I'm here today. I bring this little phone. I said to the guy at the store, he said, well, do you have another phone you can use in the meantime before your replacement comes? I'm like, yeah, but it's got like this really shattered screen, and I have to, I don't want to cut my hands when I, like, swipe it. Here's the funniest part of this whole thing, though. Crazy. I used Jeremy's phone to text my wife, and I said, hey, this is the situation. She said, okay. I call her on the way home. I said, can you do me a favor, though? Call my phone. I want to see what happens. She calls. The phone's ringing. I can't see anything on the screen, but it's ringing. So I guess where the little slide bar is, and I do it, and I get her. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. That's how much I'm used to using this phone. But that's what happened to me yesterday. It was a horrible day. Hopefully it's working out okay. Apparently the new phone is back at the house. I'm glad about that. They took care of me. I'm out $200. My own fault. Fell out of my cart. I ran over it with a golf cart. What are you supposed to do? I don't know. I'm mad about it. But now I'm scared. I'm like, oh, man, like that's These things just, they fall and they break and all that kind of stuff. And this is why I don't spend money on those things. Same thing with sunglasses. I literally go to the dollar store to get sunglasses. I have about 10 pairs of sunglasses that I spent $1 each on. I do not buy expensive sunglasses because I always lose them or break them. Always. That's why. Anyway, that's my story I wanted to share to start the morning. Let's go to Wayne in Orchard Park. Last up this segment. What's up, Wayne?
How's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I just want to comment on the Jeff Skinner signing. I really feel like signing the player was the right choice. It doesn't cost anything to sign the free agent. If you go out and you make an offer sheet, you do a trade, it's costing you capital. It's costing you players.
That's right.
Signing the player, there's, you know, it's a little bit of risk in terms of the salary, but a lot of these teams that always sign their players, if it doesn't work out down the road, you still have the option to trade them and get assets as long as they're productive. I mean, Acosta's a bad example, but I just think it's the right signing. I think it was smart down the road. I think it gives you more options, and I'm glad to see that he pulled it off.
I think that's a huge point, Wayne. I think you're right. I've mentioned that many times, but I'm glad you brought it up, which is this is not a player you have to trade for. He's already yours. You've already traded for him. Those assets are gone, and they were assets you're not going to use anymore, and it was a good trade. You don't have to go and sign. You don't have to go and trade for him. You don't have to offer sheet and give up assets for him. We'd all love to have Mitch Marner here. I don't even know if the Sabres have. By the way, Jerry, when you called earlier, honestly, like, I'm so confused on these offer sheets and what it takes now. I don't think the Sabres have the right amount to offer sheet Mitch Marner. And even if they do, I think they have to give him, like, over $10 million a year or something like that now. That's just where it is. And someone can correct me, but someone actually tweeted me about that, and I think that's right. I don't think they can even do that because of other deals that were made. You have to have certain draft picks to give up. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. We are talking, Jeff Skinner today and signing and re-signing with the Buffalo Sabres. I wrote an article, WGR550.com, about football. We will talk football, and I don't know if you've read it yet, but I do kind of want to walk through it because it's interesting about some of the positions in the AFC and where the Bills might rank, and I wrote a wide receiver article. So we'll get to that today as well. Plus, the Texans made a curious move last night. It has a Buffalo connection. I'll talk about that and what it does mean, or what would it mean maybe for the future of any Texans moves, which could involve some rumored things that a lot of you want to believe about the Bills, which I don't know. So anyway, is that a tease? I don't know. That wasn't a good tease, but at least might keep you around a little bit. Live at Seneca CarQuest Auto Parts here in Irving. I'm Sal Capaccio. Thanks for being with me on Sports Talk Saturday. We'll take a timeout and come back after this. Paul Hamilton at noon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think he really integrated well with not only our players on our team, but also our staff and some of the sports performance ideas from a staff can bring him. And I think he was invigorated by it. So look, there's always risk. There's always risk of an injury that you can't control. But how he takes care of his body off the ice is very impressive. And it gives us comfort in offering a longer term contract.
That is Sabres GM Jason Bottrell. He joined the Instigators earlier this week, which should be a fun show on Monday, obviously, listening to Andrew and Craig talk about this signing, Jeff Skinner, to the Sabres. In case you missed it last night and you're just tuning in for some reason, I don't know why you'd just be tuning in. You should be listening to this station all the time. But if that is the case, the Sabres signed Jeff Skinner, 8 years, $72 million total, $9 million per year annual average. That's his cap hit every year for the next 9 years, even though the cash isn't exactly that. It's $10 million in cash for the first 7 years. And then it goes down to $7 million and then $5 million in cash for the final 2 years of the deal. So I have Cap Friendly opened here, the website, capfriendly.com. That's the place to go, I think, best place. I think there's a few sites, but that's the one that you really can go to get really good stuff on contracts and draft picks and things like that. And you can take a look at it. You have Jack Eichel at $10 million a year signed through this whole thing that they have on this spreadsheet. Jeff Skinner signed through. How many They go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years here. So there, it goes through 25, 26, but I think it'd be one more after that, actually, for Skinner and a couple more for Eichel. Oposo's, his deal is up. He still has 1, 2, 3, 4 more at $6 million a year. That's something you're regretting right now and probably will regret for a while. We'll see how that works out. Sam Reinhart, the next highest paid forward, 3.65 this year, and then he becomes an RFA, and that's a decision-making type of time for the Buffalo Sabres. Ristolainen, I think, as I said, maybe your biggest trade piece because he's, quote, only making $5.4 million for the next 3 years before he becomes an unrestricted free agent. He's still 24, eats up a ton of minutes, and I think that would be the most likely trade target for a team needing someone on defense. You look at the Sabres' cap situation, according to Cap Friendly, $20.4 million still remaining after signing Jeff Skinner. $20.4 million still remaining after signing Jeff Skinner. So they still have time. They still have room to do other things. And I do expect Jason Bottrell to not only look at free agents, obviously, but to be in the trade market and to see where he can go with that. So we'll see how it all plays out. Could be the first summer of real offer sheets in the NHL. There's plenty of guys out there, and I'll ask Mike Kelly about that from TSN when he joins me at 1 p.m. today. Paul Hamilton at noon. Beautiful day here. Beautiful day out right next to Big Indian in Irving. Come on out. I got Sue here, my account exec. She brought some food over. I'm jealous now. I got to get it back there and eat. There's some hot dogs and hamburgers and fries. They got big giveaways here. $15 purchase minimum and get you something on this list of incredible items that they gave me a little while ago. I had it here. Where is it? Here it is. Echo chainsaw, wiper blades, flip it light switch, large multifunction utility knife, mini utility knife, a whole bunch of stuff. Battery chargers. Grease remover by Schaefer's. Gift cards. So come on out. It's a nice drive out here today. Let's go to Larry down in South Florida. Hey, Larry, I think our weather is going to rival yours today. We got all the heat without the humidity, buddy.
Oh, we got the heat and the humidity, Sal. So I'm happy for you guys to finally get the good weather.
No doubt. I am happy about it, too. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm thrilled that we signed them. And, you know, I listened to that caller where you guys were arguing over the, his option year being up. It's silly because he did score 37 goals two seasons ago. I would much rather see 8.5, but there's no way I'm saying no over $500,000 for this guy. I mean, we need a scorer. So now my question is, where do we go from here? I'm thrilled we got him. I think Eichel's going to be thrilled we got him, and he's still making over $1 million more a year, so who cares? But who can we really afford to target? I know we're not going to have the money from Mitch Marner, but in your opinion, Sal, what free agent out there do you think is going to help us the most? And has there been any trade rumors about Risto for a solid forward or even a, maybe second-line forward and a defenseman?
Well, I think those rumors, Larry, have been persistent since the trade deadline. Tampa was kind of the first team that was really, they might like Risto, can they do something? And I still think that is alive to me. Like, why not? Why would Tampa not be a fit for that? The thing about that is Ryan Callahan would be maybe somebody you'd have to take back from them. And I think you could do that if you're the Sabres and absorb that. I do. I think that could be something you could do if you're the Sabres. And, we'll see where that goes. Could be the Oilers. We've heard about that many times before. Very possible. I'm looking. Do you have Derek back there? You guys, I think we're talking free agents this morning when I was driving down here.
Oh,
some of the names you threw around.
You want some names. I got you some names, my good sir. So
okay, give me some names. I have a name you did not say today that I want to bring up to you and tell me what you think, if it's crazy pants or a decent idea, but go ahead.
Okay, well, some of the guys that we had mentioned earlier this morning were, they could afford to go after Matt Duchene. Duchene, I think, might command close to $8 million on the free agent market because of the fact that he is a center and he would fit in as a 2C pretty much anywhere. But guys like Gustav Nyquist from Detroit, and then he was traded to San Jose, Jordan Eberle from the Islanders, and Marcus Johansson, who's had himself a heck of a playoff for Boston. he's been pretty steady as a Washington Capital. He just had injuries messing with him in New Jersey.
I'm looking at Eberle. What's Eberle only scored 19 goals?
Yeah, he actually. Year. Funny enough, how that one caller said, "Oh, Skinner was in a contract year. They all have great years." Well, Jordan Eberle actually is coming on a low point from that, but he is a very consistent scorer who can help you get at least 20 goals in a season on any given year.
Yeah, and you know, I don't expect it all. I think it's a very minimal chance, but Erik Karlsson is so intriguing looking and staring at him right there, but I don't think the Sabres would be in on that. The rumor is, too, I mean, how about Ottawa maybe back in play for him because apparently, according to a report up there, his wife is homesick.
And then you quickly Google how far Ottawa is from Buffalo.
I know, that's right. Everybody's doing that, right? And, well, I think that's why Montreal's also in play. Here's the name I wanted to bring up for you. You ready?
All right, hit me.
What about Tyler Myers?
What about Tyler Myers? I mean,
what would he not fit into this team right now?
I mean, kind of, but I also sense that Myers, given his size and what his role is, I think he could end up fetching a decent price on the open market. I think it really
well. A lot
Tyler
of these
Myers,
guys are going to fetch decent prices. Yeah. I don't think that's correct. You're going to probably overpay for almost anybody you go out and get. But I just think he's a name that I think could fit on this team for what they need, but he hasn't really been talked about, and I don't know why. Maybe that's because of what you just said. Maybe because people think he'll get too much, but I think Tyler Myers is an intriguing free agent for the Buffalo Sabres to maybe take a look at.
I mean, with Tyler Myers, I get a lot of the reason for that, and, you know, he did win a Calder Trophy here, but at the same time, if I'm going after a guy like Tyler Myers, I best also be talking to the representatives for Jake Gardner. Because I think Gardner had gotten a bad rap in Toronto and is a guy that probably has more offensive upside than Myers and is probably the same kind of player defensively that Tyler Myers is.
Have we cooled out? I remember a while ago people would bring up Kevin Hayes a lot. Are we still in that boat or no?
After he got traded to the Flyers, I think that's going to be dead. Because
yeah,
Philadelphia traded for his rights, no doubt, to sign him to an extension.
Some rumors that Philadelphia might want to go after Mitch Marner, by the way.
Be my guest. I don't know if
he's a great player.
I mean,
he's terrific, though. I mean, you add him to any team, he's going to help make them better.
Yes, it's just, I don't know if I want to part with those four first-round picks anymore.
No, I get it. I understand, but I think, you know, you look back on it, and, you know, probably, you know, what Jerry said is right about the whole thing with Vanek. Like, yes, but we are 12 years removed from that, okay, about Vanek and the offer sheet and all that. And we could all look back 12 years and say, well, they should have done a lot of things differently in the summer of 07. We all know that. I just think we can't go back and do that now and say, yeah, you should have had that. Maybe. I mean, Vanek was still a really good player, but sure, those first-round picks might have mattered a lot. I don't know where the Sabres would have been picking the next 4 years anyway, some high, some low, a couple playoff years in there. So, yeah, I don't know. I get the four first-round picks, but Mitch Marner's a hell of a hockey player, and he's going to make someone good. And there's no guarantee those picks are going to basically wind up being great for you. So, you know, we'll see where all that goes. 803-0550, 888-550-2550, the number to call here on WGR. So just shifting to football here for a second, I do want to continue to take your calls on Jeff Skinner, so make sure you get those in if you'd like. I wrote a piece at WGR550.com yesterday, and I don't know if you've seen it, and I appreciate Mike and Chris talking about it yesterday as well, because it kind of got Mike thinking, because he's a fantasy guy. He's involved in a lot of fantasy football leagues, as we know, and he talked a lot about my piece and kind of how it relates to fantasy, which my piece was not about fantasy, but he kind of tied it in as far as the best receivers in the division. And that's really what I did, which is I started a series here on AFC East position battles. And what I did, and this is how it worked. Last Saturday, I just kind of randomly was thinking about the Bills' receiving corps and said, boy, you know, I mean, they're so much better than last year. And I thought, but who do the Patriots have right now? Who do the Jets have right now? Just kind of thinking, for some reason, I got to that. So I said, let me ask my Twitter audience. So at SalesSports, I tweeted out, I said, let's do an exercise. Look over each of the four AFC East teams' wide receivers. Rank them 1 through 4 as they stand right now. And I tweeted that out, and I tweeted a screenshot of all four of the team's units. And lots of responses came in, really good responses. And It was really interesting because obviously there's an inherent bias for my followers that there's going to be more heavy Bills are going to be propped up, whether that's first or second, if they should or shouldn't be. Or they people are going to do that even when they shouldn't be, I guess, more often than not on my Twitter feed because of who follows me. But the responses were generally thoughtful, and I really liked them. And I said, you know what? I need to do an article on this, and I need to start a series on this. So I did my own rankings, and oh, by the way I did it was, hey, I think I look over the whole roster right now, not just the top two or three, and I think Mike made the point that should matter more. Not to me. My exercise to me, and you can do how you want. It's up to you. It's subjective in their interpretation. If you want it to matter more, just the top three or four, I think there's a huge drop-off for the Jets' top three after Anderson, Anunua, and Crowder. Huge drop-off. And besides that, though, I have New England number one because of having, and I said, obviously with Tom Brady, it's going to impact the rankings, whether you tried to have it do that or not. Demaryius Thomas is an X factor there, but they still have Julian Edelman. I like N'Keal Harry. I liked him the most in the draft. They went and got him. Dontrell Inman has put up okay numbers in this league. He was an 800-yard receiver a few years ago. And who's the other one? Philip Dorsett can be a nice player. But then I had the Bills. I had the Bills number two. Because I do think the Bills overall, from top to bottom right now, their receiving core in the AFC East is number two. And that is with Robert Foster and Cole Beasley and John Brown and Zay Jones, Isaiah McKenzie, Ray McLeod, like those guys that can contribute and will fighting for spots. I said I like the Jets, top three. Don't like anything after that. Looks like Deontay Thompson's their number four, and that just should not happen if you are considered a decent, a really good wide receiver core. And the top three are really good, though. Anderson, Anunua, and Crowder in the slot. And then I have the Dolphins, which, oh, by the way, I actually do like the Dolphins, a couple of their guys more than a lot of other people seem to. But Devontae Parker just really needs to step up this year after really trending in the wrong direction after a really, really good second season. Jakeem Grant's mainly been a return man in the NFL. Bryce Butler never caught more than 21 passes. Albert Wilson, pretty run-of-the-mill type of guy, so they were number four. But I invite you to go look at it. It's called Sal's AFC East Position Battles. We go to wide receiver. And then what I did was, on my Twitter feed, I wrote that article on wide receivers, and I started the next one, which is running backs. And I tweeted a screenshot of all four AFC East teams' running backs and said, rank them one through four. And I'm compiling those responses for my next article where I can think and take a look at what everybody's saying and really get more information for my own myself to say, yeah, those things make sense, and this is where I want to go with this. And I'll write that article next week. So give it a look if you can. Give it a reply if you can on Twitter, WGR550.com and at Sal Sports. All right, when we come back, I don't know what the Houston Texans or why they did what they did last night, but it is interesting. Brian Gain, their GM, was fired, and I think it does. He does have a Buffalo connection, and it's interesting going forward on what that could mean for another big domino that could fall in Houston. We'll get to that when we come back, and then more hockey. Paul Hamilton at noon to talk about Jeff Skinner on WGR. Here on Sports Talk Saturday. Got a couple minutes if you want to get a phone call in here. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Just looking over some of my Twitter responses here on the stuff we're talking about here today. Somebody said we need Wayne Simmons. I don't know. You like the Wayne Simmons idea there, Derek?
I don't hate that. It because of the fact that he's probably going to come very cost-controlled. He did nothing when he got traded from Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Interesting offseason here. It already is the offseason, obviously. But July 1st is the start of free agency. And, you know, it's going to be interesting what happens now. Obviously, we know the Sabres have the big domino that they are waiting on falling. And a lot of teams are waiting on falling for, you know, Jeff Skinner. He's in the fold. 8 years, $72 million, $9 million per year annual average. The Houston Texans in football last night fired their general manager, Brian Gain. Very strange timing. And we saw this timing of the Mike Maccagnan firing with the Jets and thought that was kind of interesting and weird. Remember when Doug Whaley and his staff were fired after the draft and people said, you know, weird timing? Well, generally you wait till after the draft to fire scouting staffs because that's the end of their year. They do all the work going into the draft. So you let that draft play out. You don't let them walk out the door with all the info they gathered for you, and then you fire them. And you could, the general manager can go either way. Usually that's an end-of-the-year thing, but sometimes it is after a draft. So That's what the Bills did a couple years ago. And then the Jets did it. There was rumors about the Maccagnan thing, and then looked like he was safe, and then suddenly they did it, which was weird. And this was really strange last night with Brian Gain. I got to know Brian Gain when he was in Buffalo. He was their VP of player personnel here for 1 year. He was actually under Rick Smith in Houston, got the job in Buffalo as a promotion, came over with Brandon Bean when he got his job. He hired Brian Gain and Joe Shane, who's still with the organization, and basically Brandon Bean's right-hand man. But Brian Gain was right there and did, I thought, a nice job. And, you know, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but to me, always was very cordial, professional, quieter type of guy, but always willing to say hi. If I went up to him on the practice field or something and saw him and just said hello, you know, just seemed like he really had his stuff together. Then he got the GM job in Houston after Rick Smith was let go, fired, whatever that situation was. Rick Smith kind of weird, stepping away. But he was there for 1 year. They made the playoffs. And then he got fired after 1 year. And I wonder if, A, there's just something more behind the scenes we don't know about. Sometimes those things happen. I'm not sure about that. Or, B, I wonder if this has something to do with the Jadeveon Clowney negotiations. Because there's a lot of rumblings and rumors that, you know, this whole Jadeveon Clowney thing isn't going well with the Texans. He's their franchise player they designated. And, you know, a lot of people out there want the Bills to try and make a play for Clowney. I think that would be very costly for the Bills. I mean, I think he's a great player. But I do wonder if that's indicative of something that's going on with the Clowney stuff. I will say, though, maybe the biggest, most logical explanation for the Brian Gain firing is they didn't address the offensive line like they should have, and Deshaun Watson was completely beat up last year, and they had a lot of money and didn't spend it on their offensive line. And maybe it was just neglect. Very well could have been that people out at OTAs for the Texans kind of looked at their O-line, their front office people, and said, this is ridiculous. We're going to get this killed again. Why did we not address it? And ultimately, that goes up the chain of command, and then Brian Gain gets let go because the owner, CEO, president, whatever, says, sorry, you didn't do a good enough job, and we got to protect our young quarterback, and we're not doing that again. That could very well be why. Thought that was interesting last night. Always an interesting man, Paul Hamilton, joins me next to talk WGR. I talk Jeff Skinner signing with the Sabres on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.